This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, Style Crew. We are back for another episode of Styling Conversation. And this is a first for me because this is my first solo episode aside from the introduction to the podcast. So I'm very excited. I absolutely love having my guest, and that is the theme around this podcast. And I will definitely continue to do that. But I think I'll be having more episodes like this with just myself. So if you've been keeping up with the podcast, the most recent episode was A Season of Surrender with Asia Drew, who is one of my amazingly wise and just so smart girlfriends. I had her on as a guest to talk about what surrender looks like, because we have both been in a season of surrender. I am still in my season of surrender, and I wanted to do a part two, season of surrender, part two, what comes after the surrender. And I want to have a transparent moment with you all to tell you what prompted this. So being that I'm in this season, what prompted this for me is if I'm in this season, I know I am not the only person, as well as what you listened to during the conversation with Asia. She's been in a season of surrender several times. And after hearing the conversation, I now realize that I have been too, but I just think I'm at a point in my life where my relationship with God has grown stronger. And so I am a lot more aware that I'm in a season of surrender and I'm really applying faith to this situation, multiple situations that I'm having to surrender to. And so leading back to what prompted this episode, being in a season of surrender, something that I've noticed is that I am extremely grateful for the community that God has blessed me with. I'm a big believer in relationships and nurturing the current relationships, building new relationships. And I don't take this for granted. And I think this is something that is important to God. There's so many scriptures within the Bible that speak about community. And with that, when you have people in your life that love you and hold you to such high regard, they will naturally have advice and want to help you during this season. And so with this current season of surrender, I have gotten a plethora of advice from people within my community. And there was a particular conversation that I had a couple of weeks ago from a friend who offered a piece of advice on a certain way I should navigate this season. And I know it was purely out of love and respect and just wanting to see me happy. But during that conversation, I was using verbiage that I didn't even realize that I was using. And I continued to say, I don't feel led to do that. I don't feel led to do that. And I didn't realize it until this person brought it to my attention. And me being who I am, I naturally spend a lot of time reflecting, thinking about a myriad of things, one of them being how I can show up better in different situations, how I can rectify situations, whatever the case may be that day, that moment. And so the next day I had some time and I just was in the midst of praying And in that prayer, in that time talking to God, I heard him say, you haven't been led to do that because I haven't given you clearance to do so. This is not the time for you to intervene. You've surrendered this to me and you need to leave it where it is for now until I give you instruction to move and do something else. And so I was having this conversation with one of my girlfriends, and the analogy I used is this. If anyone out there is a baker, you will completely resonate with this. So my mom is the ultimate baker. She is hands down the best baker out there, best red velvet cake. Fight me, it's a fact. And she passed that love of baking on to my sister and I. So when we were little, we would be in the kitchen baking with her. And one of the key things that I remember her teaching me is once you put, whether it's a cake, brownies, bread, whatever the case may be, once you put it in the oven, she would tell me, just don't keep opening the oven to check on how it's doing. She said, turn the oven light on and set the timer. Because if you continue to open the oven, you are going to sacrifice the integrity of the item that you're baking, and you could potentially mess it up. That's how I apply that situation to this. This is not a situation where I need to keep opening the oven. I have surrendered it to God. I don't need to see if it's cooking. Do I have my emotions where I am wondering, okay, God, how is this going to turn out? And I have moments where I'm grieving and I'm sad and I'm playing scenarios over in my head. And then in those moments, I pause and take a deep breath. And something I heard God say to me during worship 2 months ago was, let it go. And that is what I'm doing. It's not time for me to open the oven until he gives me clearance to do so. Once I have surrendered this, I have to trust and have faith that he is handling this, whether it looks the way I want it to look or not. So that leads me to this remainder of this episode, which is what comes after the surrender. So I have created some notes on what is helping me currently within this season. So I attended a women's conference over the weekend, the GLSEN Women's Conference hosted by Turning Point Church. And there was a panel discussion on entrepreneurship, applying faith, pursuing your dreams, a vision that God has put on your heart. And one of the panelists was a young lady named Malia, and she actually has a podcast, In Her Faith podcast. So you guys should definitely check that out. She had a lot of really sage wisdom to share with the attendees in the room. And one of the things that she said, which leads me to number one, is that it takes faith to pursue your vision, but it also takes faith to stay there. So to apply it to being in surrender, it takes faith to surrender something that you know it's time to do and that God has instructed you it's time to do. A lot of times this also comes from exhaustion. So I'll keep it real. It comes from exhaustion as well as a combination of faith, which is something Asia talked about on the recent episode. So it will take faith to surrender, but it also takes faith to stay rooted in the promises that God has placed in your heart. So that's number one. Number two, it takes obedience after the surrender. What does that mean? It means that, like myself, I'm sure you will have your community, strangers, whoever the case may be, that want to see the best for you and they offer advice. And it may be great advice. I'm not saying that I receive bad advice, but I have to be obedient to what God has told me. And that is what it requires. Once you surrender, it requires being obedient. And in order to be obedient, you have to be locked in and hearing from God by inviting the Holy Spirit in every day. I have been asking him to guide my steps and to give me wisdom and to convict in me ways that I can be better, that I could have shown up better in the situation that I had to surrender and just how I can be better going forward and be a better daughter, friend, believer, and be an example to all of those around me. So, obedience. Number three, it also takes patience. It takes patience because once you surrender, it may not look the way you feel like it should look. You may have a completely different vision in your head of what it is that you want for your life at that moment, but you've tried it your way and it's not working. So it requires you to surrender that and be patient. It doesn't mean you don't have moments where you're sad, where you're angry, where you question God. You know, my pastor said something before in a leadership meeting, Pastor Vincent Campbell. He said, you know, like in old school church, you would hear the phrase, don't question God. And his response to that is, if you don't ask a question, how will you get an answer? And I have held on to that. And another part to that is the Bible also says that in due time, God will reveal himself. So you may ask a question, you may raise your hand, and you may not get the answer right then, but in due time, in you practicing your faith, being obedient, practicing patience, God will reveal himself and you will understand why everything took place the way that it did. That leads me to number four. Self-awareness. Surrender requires self-awareness. So why do I say that this requires self-awareness? Because it takes self-awareness to take a step back, reflect, and realize that you trying to be in the driver's seat of whatever the situation is, really of your life, because we really should be surrendering our entire lives, our entire life to God. It takes self-awareness to realize that what you are doing is not getting you the results that you would like. And so it takes some self-reflection on, okay, I've tried this, it hasn't worked. I should take a step back and surrender this to God and invite him into the plans that I have for my life, making sure that it aligns with the plans that he has and all of the things that he wants to give us. He wants to give us a life of abundance and peace, joy, happiness, all of these things. And if you're not feeling those things in a moment, it may be worth your while to take a step back and evaluate if this is something that you should surrender. So number four, self-awareness. Number five is action to the steps that he has told you to take. So I know you all just heard me say to be patient, and I don't want to confuse that by giving the impression that it means to be docile. That's not what this means. I think that when God instructs you and places it on your heart to surrender something, he will give you clear steps. Just be still and hear from him. I know in this season, I have had several moments where I'm just enjoying the quiet and hearing from him, because there was so long where, to be honest, I didn't want God's answer. I was downright scared to invite him in to the situation because I felt that he may tell me I needed to surrender it to him. And I wasn't ready to do that. So I was saying my generic, thank you, God, for waking me up today. Thank you for the food I'm about to eat. Thank you for earning income. Thank you for my family, my friends. God bless mama, daddy, so-and-so. Amen. But I wasn't going to him in prayer specifically about something that I knew, two things that I knew I needed to surrender. And Now that I'm in a space where I have surrendered, I'm able to hear him very clearly on the steps that I need to take. And I want to make it clear, sometimes the steps can be something as simple as praying for people. And also, to take it a step further, it can also be allowing God into your heart to convict you on the ways that you can be better and you should have done things better in a situation and how you need to apologize and show up differently in your life. To be honest with you, I've been getting kicked in the teeth by God the past couple of weeks. So that has been a part of my surrender, being convicted on a weekly basis on ways that I need to be better and just show up and love better. And I'm using this season to allow him to reveal those things to me because I do want to be better. And I think that that's a part of evolution. And evolution is a part of life. If you're not evolving, you're dying. So to bring it back to step five, action to the steps that he's told you to take. Once you surrender, don't just sit back and say, God has it. Yes, he does have it. But also be obedient to the steps that he is giving you. If you've had to surrender a relationship, if he's instructed you to work on healing yourself and praying for that person, take the steps to do so. Invite him into that process and ask for his guidance to the right people, the right resources in order to do those things. If it's a business move and you have surrendered that to him, don't just be dormant. Take the steps that he has told you to take. If it's as simple as making a post to market yourself and make people aware of a skill set you have, a service you provide, a product you sell, if he has instructed you to go to a networking event and you simply just go, that's your action. And he places the right people in conversation with you while you're there. You're taking action to the things that he has placed inside of you. If it is reaching out and apologizing to someone, do that. Humble yourself, you know, pray, ask God for the wisdom and the words that you need to say to this person, and do that. And those are the five steps. So I'm going to repeat them. So all of the steps for what comes after your surrender. Number one, faith. It takes faith to get you to the surrender, and it will take faith to keep you there throughout the adversity, throughout the grieving, throughout the anger, throughout the waiting. It will take faith to keep you there. Number two, obedience. Be obedient to what God has told you to do and hold on to that. Number three, patience. It will take patience during this time for you to wait on what it is that you're waiting to receive from God. Number four, self-awareness. It will take self-awareness for you to recognize that it is time to surrender. And it also takes self-awareness for you to allow God to convict in you and reveal to you the ways that you can show up better in your situation and going forward. And number five is take action to the steps that he has told you to take. Don't be docile. Listen to what it is that he is instructing you to do and do that. So, I want to close this episode out. I can't forget about our sponsor for this season of Style and Conversation, which is Bite Authority. I keep raving about these products, and I can't tell you enough how much I love them. I'm holding the multi-collagen protein. In addition to that, it's actually in the evening when I'm recording this. So, when I get off, I'm going to take my Melt PM. So, this is a weight loss-focused sleep support supplement. And I love it because there are nights like the previous night where I had so many things on my to-do list on my mind and it was really hard for me to wind down. So when I take something like this, it definitely serves as a sleep aid. And what I also like about it is that it provides appetite control, sleep support, boosting your metabolism, as well as helping you curb your cravings. So these are all the four keys to healthy weight loss. And again, the collagen, I consume this on the daily. I add it to my water in the morning after my workout. And I have noticed an extreme difference in my hair, my skin, my nails, all the things. And so much so to the point where I'm having to get my nails done more frequently, which is a little annoying, but also a great problem to have. So all the listeners will receive a code, which is Styled by Jess. That is STYLEDBYJESS, which will give you 15% off their entire collection of products. And a little bit more about Vita Authority. At Vita Authority, we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands. And we envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. Vita Authority can now be found at GNC retail stores as well as other retailers nationwide and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about Vita Authority and their commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.vitaauthority.com. That is spelled VITAUTHORITY.com. And again, the code for the listeners of our podcast is Styled by Jess. So that is all that I have for you all in this episode. This is definitely a much shorter episode than we normally have, but I wanted to get straight to the point and it's just me talking. So I am really excited for you all to hear the next episodes that we have coming up. Please continue to support the podcast by following us on Instagram at style_andconversationpodcast. Continue to listen and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, as well as through my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren, where the visual episodes are uploaded. Episodes air every Thursday on all streaming platforms. And I just appreciate you all so much. If you're enjoying the podcast, please, please leave me a review, share it with a girlfriend. And until next Thursday, and I'm praying for you all on your surrendering journey. And we're out. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_andconversationpodcast.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.